We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He settled in Cushetunk after fighting for the British in the French and Indian War. He was a farmer, a woodturner, and justice of the peace. During the Revolutionary War, he became a spy for the British, and he and his family paid an enormous price for their loyalist views. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semiquincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at Robert Land right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushetunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
Robert Land, his wife Phoebe, and their eight children lived in Cushetunk, and as the Justice of the Peace, he was one of the most respected men in the settlement. But when he sided with the king during the Revolutionary War, everything changed. His oldest son, John, was imprisoned by the Patriots for much of the war. His second son, Abel, was captured by Native Americans and tortured before being released. The Land home was burned to the ground, and the family was able to escape unharmed only because of a friendly Native American who crept into the house in the dark of night and awakened them. Their neighbors, the family of another loyalist named Bryant Kane, did not fare nearly so well. They were all murdered in their home that same night. While carrying dispatches for the British, Robert Land was captured, court-martialed, and sentenced to be hanged, only to have his life spared by a letter to his captors from George Washington himself. Held over instead for a civilian trial, Land escaped. He was shot while doing so, and although he survived, news reached his family that he had been killed. Robert Land ended up in Canada, where he is recorded as one of the founders of Hamilton, Ontario. He believed his wife and children had died in the fire that had destroyed their home, and he lived in seclusion for 11 years. Then, totally by chance, his family, minus his son John, who had chosen to remain in Cushetunk, happened to travel through the region not far from his home. Alerted by some locals to the fact that there was a reclusive resident by the same name as theirs living at the head of the lake, they investigated and found that Robert, long presumed to have died during the war, was alive and well. The family reunited and lived happily ever after. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semiquincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.